Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Coaches Show. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports, and we're going to turn our attention to the Lacaparra Valley Dawson Boyd boys tennis team, and what a week they've had, and kind of a historical week, and Coach Barry Brace is here to tell us all about it, Coach.
Thanks, Paul. Yeah, it's been a great week. I think it kind of caps off what has been what's been a wonderful season for us this year, Paul. I think it's ironic that a year after our last Hanson leaves and we have more question marks than ever, that we wind up with the best record that we've ever had at 12-3, the number one seed in the team tournament. And then again, just over the last few days now, the boys have just they've saved their best for the end of the season, and I've been really proud of them with that. We started off with the team sections on Monday. We were the one seed, so we got to play the 8 seed McCray. After getting through them, we played Worthington in the semifinals, and Worthington's got a tough team. We beat them 6-1 earlier in the year, but four of those matches went to 3 sets, Paul. So that could have been a loss. So we knew this was going to be a challenge for us. In the semifinals, one of the things that's a little bit unique about the setup for the semis is that because both teams knows that there is a final to come, all that you really need to do is to get 4 points. And so once we got those 4 points against Worthington, we pulled the rest of the matches off the court, and just in preparation for the finals. And, of course, we played Laverne in the finals. Laverne has won our section for about the last 4 or 5 years. We really felt that this was probably the best opportunity we've had, maybe ever, really, to beat them. And it would have been 2 in a row. You know, we got them a couple weeks ago, but they were without their top player. And, in the end, I'd say our boys really battled. Cody McKesson at 4 singles, Ryan Borstad at 2 singles, or excuse me, Cody at 3 singles. He played 3 singles that day. Ryan Borstad at 2 singles. They got our 2 points for us. And there were another couple of points out there that we knew we would have to get. And Trevor Sigdahl and Jake Lee played a terrific match, a really hard-fought match at 3 doubles, and they lost in 3 sets. Couldn't ask more out of them. And Jericho Parsa and Gavin Olsen at 2 doubles had a good battle against Laverne's number 2 doubles team that they had beaten a couple of weeks ago. But Laverne was just a little bit too tough that day. So we lost a 2-5 battle, but I was so proud of the boys because I felt that they competed all the way from top to bottom, and the better team won. But I was really proud of our boys' effort there in the team competition.
Okay, all right. So Laverne will represent Section 3A at the state. That starts what, this coming week?
It'll actually be the following week. Yeah, I think okay. I think the 6th, Tuesday the 6th is when they actually start the team competition.
Okay. Well, then everything moved to Redwood Falls for singles and doubles individuals, right?
Yeah, it did. It did. Interesting enough, one of the I don't know if I would call this a battle, but one of the things that goes on before the competition actually starts is the seeding. And sometimes, Paul, the seeding can really have an impact on your results because sometimes tennis is all about matchups and who you play when. So for the seeding, I was really pleased with the seeding that our boys got. In singles, Eli is the number 4 seed and Ryan Borstad, the number 6 seed. Conrad Matthews and Blake Buehr are the 2 seeds in doubles, and Trevor Sigdahl and Cody McKesson are the 5 seeds. And so they had good. All four of them had good first round matchups, and we knew that things were really going to start for them in the second round. For Eli in singles, he had to go up against Mark Robinson. Now he played 2 for Laverne during the year, but he is a very quality player. He's a number 1 caliber player. And the last time we played Laverne a couple weeks ago, because their top player Chris Jelkin wasn't there, Mark Robinson moved up, and he actually beat Eli in straight sets. And so we knew that that second round match for Eli was going to be a tough one. And, I was so proud of Eli. He came out just firing, Paul, not holding anything back. He actually flew through him in the first set, 6-2. But, of course, Robinson, being the fighter that he is, came back, and he won 2-6 in the second. But Eli, what I was so proud of is that he really stuck to his guns, he stuck to his plan, and he trusted himself, and he came away with a 6-3 win. So that puts him into the semifinals. He'll play the number one seed, Chris Jelkin, in the semis next week. Ryan Borstad, his first round match, he defeated Chris Erickson of Montevideo. And his second round match, he had to play Blaine Doden. Now, Doden was, he's from Worthington. He was their number one singles player, and he was the number three seed. And, Ryan has, but I'll tell you, I don't think Ryan has lost in about 3 weeks or so since we played Wilmer. He's got the best record on our team in singles, and he's really, his stock has been on the rise, Paul, and he really showed it against Doden. He ended up with a tough three-set win, winning 7-5 in the fifth set while he was cramping up, and really showed a lot of heart. So he'll get an opportunity, really, to play an old nemesis in the most friendly way. Riley Emery of Montevideo, who's the number two seed, they have done some battle over the last year or two, and Ryan's really looking for forward to the opportunity to play him. In doubles, Conrad Matthews and Blake Buehr, they were the number two seed, right behind Laverne's number one, and they defeated Wyoming in the first round. And then they had a little tougher match against Pipestone in the second round. Now, they were actually down 0-3 in the first set before coming back to win 6-4, 6-1. And so they have the distinction of being the first team since, let's see here, boy, I think since Jess Hansen was in eighth grade, that was the last time we had a doubles team advance to the second day of competition. And so that was a significant accomplishment. And then following right behind, let me say this first. Conrad and Blake, they will play the number three seed on Tuesday, which is Noah Steckman and Brandon Johnson of Montevideo. And so that will be a very good matchup. That's going to be a very close match, I think. Our second doubles team followed right behind our first doubles, and that was Trevor Sigdahl and Cody McKesson. Now, Trevor and Cody did not play doubles much during the year. They were our three and four singles players. And so you never quite know what you'll get when you match up a couple of singles players together. But their results this year have been very good. They're undefeated when they have played together. They beat McRae in the first round. In the second round, we knew that they would have a sticky one. Henry Strunk from Montevideo and Caden Marty. Strunk was part of a one doubles team last year that beat Trevor and his partner Hunter Olsen, I think, two or three times in some really tough matches. And so I've got a lot of respect for those guys. And I'll tell you, I think that the first set they got off to a little slow start, but they pulled it out 7-5. The second set they just rolled. I thought that it was one of the best sets of doubles I saw anybody play yesterday. And so they get to move on. They will play the number one seed of Curtis and Sheneman from Laverne, who are undefeated in section play this year. But I'll tell you what, Cody and Trevor have a lot of firepower. They've got a lot of passion, a lot of confidence. So I actually like their chances against the number one seed next Tuesday.
All right. Wow, what a week for you guys. Correct me if I'm wrong, but you got two Lockeprawl Dawson Boyd singles in semis and two doubles team in semis, right?
Yeah, I probably failed to say that. We have never advanced more than two positions, into the second day of competition. I've got to be honest with you, Paul, it goes a little bit beyond what I even imagine might be possible, because so many things have to fall into place. But for us to actually have advanced all four of our teams, in my 15 years of coaching girls tennis and now my 15th year of coaching boys, I've never seen that happen with one of my teams. And so hats off to these young men, because they've really shown their mettle. And we've talked all year, Paul, about competing and about just giving your best effort and playing with class and grace and staying positive even when the battle is raging. And these guys have really taken that to heart and have run with it. And I think the results are really speaking for themselves at this point in the year.
That's right. I think we talked about this last Saturday, too. These guys that are juniors and seniors, they really took their lumps on varsity when they were 7th and 8th and 9th graders, didn't they?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, they were kind of my last group of 7th and 8th graders that had to play varsity because we didn't have enough players. And so they were up against sophomores, juniors, and seniors all the time. And I remember, you know, I laugh about that now, but I remember telling them at that point, I said, guys, listen, you know, they were all about 5 feet tall. And as I said, listen, guys, someday if you stick with us, you're going to be the big guys. And I'll tell you, that's really, it's really come to pass. So I couldn't be happier for this group of young men because they persevered and they've really shown what you can do if you stick in there and you don't give up.
Okay, so when is the semis and the championships then again, Barry?
It'll all begin at noon on Tuesday, the 30th.
Okay, and then the championships to follow after that. Right.
Yeah, exactly. Both the semifinals and the finals will be that day. So it'll be a long day of tennis, but it's going to be a fun day, Paul.
All right. I know visited a few of the parents. They were pretty pumped from Thursday's results. Get a good following, don't you?
Yeah, we do. We do. I think we'll have a nice following. A number of their teammates actually came and made the drive and came and supported them. So I think we'll have a nice contingent out there next week as well.
All right. Well, congratulations, Barry, and to the boys' tennis team and all the individuals and doubles teams that are in the semifinals. And let's get somebody to the state. That'd be exciting.
That would be real exciting, Paul. We're going to do our best.
All right. Thanks. We'll talk to you next week then.
Sounds good. Thank you, Paul.
That's Head Coach Barry Brace of the Lock and Brawl Valley Dawson Boyd boys' tennis team. We'll take a break. Come back with more of the Coach's Show right after this.